Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good day, Crusaders. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Wednesday, September 13th, 2017. Texas has called in Air Force support to fight mosquitoes post-Hurricane Harvey, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a doctor of the church. College professors have been instructed to become the inclusivity police, and if you run the Windows subsystem for Linux in Windows 10, your security could be at risk. Reuters is reporting that with the threat of mosquito-borne diseases such as West Nile virus and Zika higher in Texas following the immense flooding from Hurricane Harvey, the Air Force's help has been requested to reduce the amounts of mosquitoes in the area. U.S. Air Force C-130 cargo planes from an Air Force base in San Antonio have been spraying insecticides over three counties in eastern Texas since last weekend and will expand the coverage area over the next 2 weeks. As of yesterday, 1.85 million acres had been sprayed. Chris Van Dusen, Texas Department of State Health Services spokesman, said that although most mosquitoes which appear after floods are not of the disease-carrying variety, they swarm residents and disaster workers who are trying to clean up their communities and disrupt recovery efforts. It is expected that nighttime spraying will commence shortly in Harris County, home of Houston. Today's quote of the day comes from St. John Chrysostom. If you cannot find Christ in the beggar at the church door, you will not find him in the chalice. Today, in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. John Chrysostom. John was born in the city of Antioch around the year 344. He was given the name Chrysostom, which means golden-mouthed, because of his eloquence. He was raised as a Christian, and at 30 chose to follow the anchorite way of life in the mountains. Upon his return to Antioch 12 years later, on account of his poor health, he was ordained a priest, and 12 years after that was made Archbishop of Constantinople. St. John Chrysostom was a powerful preacher, but experienced much opposition to his teachings and ended up twice exiled. Nevertheless, he became a doctor of the church. He died before he could reach the destination of his second exile, his last words being, "Glory be to God for all things." St. John Chrysostom, pray for us. The College Fix is reporting that Utah Valley University is, like other colleges, implementing policies which are seeing students disciplined for expressing unpopular opinions. The dean's office circulated a letter to all faculty addressing the handling of students who engage in inappropriate language, stalking, angry outbursts, bullying, or threats of self-harm. It also said those who engage in concerning communication and vulgar language should be reported. The professor, who made the letter to the faculty available to the College Fix, said that the letter had been circulated a day after an administrator told faculty at a back-to-school meeting that even comments which made the university seem like a, quote, less inclusive institution should be reported to the behavior assessment team. The professor told the Fix, quote, "I'm afraid that this behavior assessment team is a bias response team in disguise." And he continued, "In the past, we have always been told that it was for students who were a threat to physical safety or for students who are disrupting the learning process. This year is the first time when we have been encouraged to report students for their words that may go against the inclusivity initiative or that may subjectively make someone, quote, feel unsafe." The Hacker News reports that security researchers from Checkpoint Software Technologies, a security firm, have uncovered a glitch with the Windows subsystem for Linux in Windows 10, which allows malware designed for Linux to target Windows computers without detection by current security software. The Windows subsystem for Linux was introduced last year and allows users to run Linux applications in the Windows operating system without virtualization. Bashware, the name given to this new form of cyber attack, allows attackers to hide Linux malware from the next generation antivirus software, malware inspection tools, and anti-ransomware solution and other security tools. Bashware is effective because there are no security tools for Windows systems yet which monitor the processes of Linux executables running on Windows. In this Celestial Musings, the Huffington Post reported that Maryland couple Michael and Heather Martin of Ijamsville, Maryland, were sentenced to 5 years probation on charges of child neglect. The crime? They pled guilty to filming over 300 so-called prank videos on their five children. During these so-called pranks, the parents screamed profanities at the children, broke their toys, accused them of wrongdoings they didn't commit, ordered them to slap each other in the face, and shoved one so hard into a bookshelf he got a bloody nose. These are not pranks. This is not, as the lawyer called it, bad decision-making. This is psychological, physical, and emotional abuse. This is pimping out children for the almighty dollar. If this is how this couple treats their children in front of the camera, imagine what happens when the camera turns off. This sentence is an outrage. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Keep yourself tuned in to the Veritas Radio Network, king-size truth from radio-sized speakers. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.